So today is the first Sunday of Advent, and this is the week of hope. So, do you all have a hope?
I do.
Are you hopeful?
Yes.
Are you optimistic? Do you know that human brain and whole body actually prefers you to be positive and optimistic versus pessimistic and negative? When you are optimistic and positive, your brain knows and it releases corresponding hormones that strengthens and also makes your body healthy and gives more energy. But when we are pessimistic or even negatively going down, then it also releases hormones correspondingly. That sometimes makes us to be feel depressed. So, English word hope. I always like to check out definitions. Because to me, language is deeply rooted in our archetypal way of thinking. Like when they named something back in the old days, it took them many, many decades or even century for a certain thing to be actually named. English word hope has definition, like two big definitions. One is it's a feeling of an expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So, first, it's a feeling. So, it's not calculated. It is not truly rational or even like intellectual way of making it possible. It's a feeling of expectation and desire, both together, of a certain thing to happen. So, it's not just vague expectation or just being hopeful to the whole blue sky. So there's something that you want for a certain thing to happen. The second definition is a feeling of trust. Personally, I like that one better. A feeling of trust. Now, if you check into the Hebrew and Greek word, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament, whenever the word is translated as hope, it could mean expect, to wait for, to look for, sometimes to desire. Those are more in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, believe it or not, the word hope is not very many used in the New Testament. Only like 3 times in Matthew, 2 times in Luke, 1 time in John. Compared to in the Old Testament, there are tons, hundreds of them. And one reason is this. In a way, the Old Testament message, the prophecy, story, is what? Moving toward the coming of Messiah. They are expecting and desiring their Messiah to happen. See? It makes sense in a way. So, whole thing is that. Now, New Testament is about what? Messiah has come. So, it doesn't really talk a lot about waiting, looking for more. Now, let's go into then your hope. What do you hope? Do you have a hope? That's what I was asking. Hope, in a way, is something very specific. And it's a way of a feeling. You know, there's a feeling and there is a judging side. And feeling doesn't really need proof, evidence, practicality, right? You don't need to prove how you get your feeling. So that's kind of inner sensation that you have. So what hopes do you have? Or what hope do you have? Or do you actually have a hope? Ancient Chinese understanding of hope is more pragmatic. The word hope is a combination of two old Chinese characters. And both, in a way, means actually to look for, to see, to watch. The first word is a combination of actually fabric and embroidery. So embroidery, so kind of decorated fabric. So in ancient days, if you read ancient history, these days we all can go to Macy's or even like online. You can buy any cloth you want and they are not that expensive. But if you move time back to before the industrialization, if you want to buy a cloth that is very well decorated, how do you buy them? It's expensive. So first word kind of symbolizes every person's desire to have a fancy and nice cloth. And the second word kind of represents standing on a mountain and looking at a full moon and wishing something. So that's Chinese ancient word that makes the word hope. What I'm thinking is that hope is not something about having something that's entirely impossible to happen, like dreaming or fantasizing. But yet at the same time, hope is not something about totally kind of pragmatic thing. Hope is something that you have within yourself and you really need it, you really want it. In Messianic message, these people truly needed Messiah. They were in trouble many times. They lost their kingdom, they lost their leaders, they even lost their names. And they were wishing that Messiah will reinstall, bring it back, restore to them. Yet the message of Jesus is somewhat twisted, isn't it, in that context? Jesus came and said, I'm the Messiah promised. However, my kingdom's not here. Therefore, I'm not going to restore your kingdom. I'm not going to make you all rich and wealthy princes. Instead, I'll give you something else. If you now check in the kind of global scale of history, some around 700, 800 BC to 400 BC, you know what happened? Globally. Meaning China, India, Persia and Greek altogether. People realized this. In order to have true fulfillment and contentment, it's more psychological than material. Human beings are somehow designed that we get more satisfaction from psychological fulfillment than materialistic fulfillment. Though the appearance is that If we have more material things, we may become happier. Life will be better. Well, truth is, you'll have more material things, but that will also bring more worries and concerns and even sometimes stresses. And people started to acknowledge that in that somehow wonderfully, same time zone, if you check it out. Isn't that amazing? And after a few hundred years, Jesus came, and Jesus' message is exactly that. People have hope in God with the spiritual fulfillment. Then you won't be sorry. You won't be disappointed. And this is something that will never go away from you. You know, Jesus talks about treasure in heaven. That's why in that context. If you store up your spiritual fulfillment, who can take that away? If you achieve your inner peace, who can come and shake it? But if your hope, your peace, your security is on something that is material, well, that could be shaken, could be destroyed, could be taken away, as we all know. So hope is, to me, a feeling of trust. Trusting that this divine that created all of us and this universe is present and keep on flowing, nurturing, giving us this empowerment of love and kindness. And by receiving it and by living with it, we get to have our inner fulfillment. And that will liberate us from all negativity and all pessimistic things. And that's promise of Jesus, not me. So, if you think it's impossible, the very word hope suggests you need to at least look for it. You need to wait for it. You need to seek it. You need to make yourself to expect that will actually happen. And there's a famous word, right? Heaven only helps the one who helps oneself. I think that's a very famous saying and agreed in both East and the West. So may God bless you all in your affirming hope in God and finding fulfillment within. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.